Virgin Radio 104.4. It is the Chris Feature. Good morning. I'm Eddie. Chris Pretty and Big Rossi. Chris is away. He's back on Sunday. We've got Pretty, Big Rossi, and intern Mara in the studio. What's happening?
There is a problem.
There is indeed, yes. I've got my father-in-law here, so I'm doing the tourist thing, taking him all over different places in the UAE. And yesterday, I was down by, where's the area? Al Seif District, around that area.
Al-Fahidi
Historical Neighborhood. There's an amazing cafeteria down there, by the name of the Arabian Tea House. Yeah. Really nice. I was in there. We went down there. And I need you to decide who's in the wrong here, because as I left the Arabian Tea House.
Yes. Is this your case? You're stating your case right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I received a picture message.
I'm taking notes here. You received a picture message.
Yes, I received a picture message.
Picture message.
And it was rather creepy because it was me from a distance in the Arabian Tea House.
Yes, that is you indeed. I'm looking at the photo right now. I can verify that is Big Ross. Yes,
I was admiring the historical pictures on the wall, right? And then I got a message saying, I said, who's this, you creep? Why are you sending me these photos from afar? She said, I tried to say hi, but you ignored me.
Who is this?
Mara.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see intern Mara, you said?
No, didn't see her.
You didn't see her?
No, but she's saying that I looked her directly in the eyes and walked off.
And why are you upset? Because she didn't come over and
Should've
say hello?
Should have come over and said hello, surely.
Okay, hold on, Mara.
That's my case.
That's your case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intern Mara, go.
Intern Mara, what is your case? I'm taking notes.
Let me say, okay. So I went to that place, same, my friend's here, I'm doing the touristy things.
Yes.
So we're sitting down and then I notice your father-in-law first because he's the most adorable human.
Yeah.
So anyway, he walks in and then I'm like, oh my God, that's Big Rossi. Dude, like I work with this guy, he's so much fun. And I'm like waving and being like, hi, hi. And then he looks straight at me and then walks like to the right. And then I'm like, oh, he does this sometimes. It's fun. He's funny. It's like his character. And in my head, I'm like, this is so embarrassing. And then when he's leaving, I'm like waving again, being like, oh, bye. Because we're sitting down, you know, having a chat. And then he just like looks straight at me again and then just keeps on walking. And then I'm like, and then my friend's like, oh, he doesn't look like he likes you very much. <does he?" laughs> And then I was like, yeah.
So intern Mara, you are stating that you in fact tried to say hello to Big Rossi, but he ignored you.
He was looking at me, and then he just like, you know when you pretend you didn't see that person, you start moving your head? That's what
happened. Never done that. I didn't see you. So, but you saw me, that's the problem. She saw me, she knew it was me, she could have said something.
What would you do? What would you do if I said hi? If you said hi to someone and they just completely ignored you after that, would you go?
You would feel bad.
Yeah.
I need glasses, it's not my fault.
You were wearing glasses.
Here we go, excuses.
But to take a photo of someone, then send it over and know it was me, you should have said, at least you knew I was there.
Okay, all right, okay. I've heard all the details that I need to hear. I will pass my ruling. Both of you will not be happy with the ruling.
No, Pretty, come on.
Okay.
I send you memes.
I need you to send me memes.
Go referee. Come on, hurry up quickly.
Okay, just relax.
Because we've been arguing about it all morning.
I have heard both sides of the story. Big Rossi.
Not my fault.
You have been known to ignore members of the office in public.
I don't like to mix business and
exactly.
pleasure.
Exactly. So I would not be surprised if you actually did see intern Mara, could not be bothered, and walked away. I believe that is what happened, but you would not admit to it. And that's okay if you don't admit to it. But that is the way you are, Big Rossi.
Right.
If you're listening, honestly, that's how he is. He doesn't like mixing business and
friendships.
Did you have your hater blockers on, maybe?
The hater blockers.
Yes.
No.
That's why.
But intern Mara, Big Rossi is correct that if he did not say hello to the wave, you know him well enough to walk over and physically plant yourself in front of Big Rossi and go, Rossi, why are you ignoring me?
But I wanted to look cool in front of my college friend. I'm like, yeah, I make friends with radio presenters.
Obviously, I didn't look cool enough. I didn't look cool. Who's that with that old guy over there? I'm not going to go and say hi.
Oh my! I wanted to say hi to
it's
your
cool.
dad.
It's cool to hang around with a 73-year-old.
So honestly, there was no point to this argument because there's no winner.
Most of your friends are above 70 anyway.
No, 55.
Oh, there you go. Every year during